FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
We love your involvement on our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Tom and Ollie with a Y. You can also see the boys from Auntie Donna who came in the studio earlier. They were absolutely chaotic.
That's up there, Tom, the photo of that. And obviously in that photo is you, Tom, wearing your Foo Fighters t-shirt.
I've just posted a photo from me in the bathroom. with the t-shirt, that is, in the mirror. It's not a bathroom selfie.
No.
And it just says, I hate this t-shirt. It makes me look frumpy.
That is true. The reason why you're wearing it is because you lost How Triple MAU, our Thursday game where you've got to go head-to-head with a listener. Look, you lost it, and so as a punishment, you've got to become more Triple M, and that's why you're wearing the Fooey's t-shirt, the FF.
Don't say FF, because in my community it means something completely different.
Your community?
My community.
How exclusive.
Well, the straights want to be pretty exclusive, mate.
We're welcoming.
Coming up...
We welcome everyone.
Coming up soon, we ordered a book from the United States. It's called 5 Minute Erotica. You're going to hear a naughty reading. Yep. It's called The Flirty 930.
Yeah, baby.
But up next, look, pay attention because this one's going to need some concentration.
Yeah.
What's a secret you know about someone, but they don't know you know?
Ooh,
Yes, Foo Fighters. It's just like my t-shirt.
Yeah.
This one's called Learn to Fly.
Sing it, Tommy.
Wait for it. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After Nine. Here we go. I'll sing it right. Did you hear me singing? Learn to Fly, Foo Fighters, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
Those last few chords, the dun, 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 sounds like dun, 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 and I miss you, dun, 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 and I need you. You. Dun, dun,
a Tom and Ollie and content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Hey, we do have questions. We'll get a flirty 930 reading for you up very soon. It's quite naughty. But look, Ollie, I've been browsing Reddit. Found a great question for you because we have questions.
You've been back to your Reddit habits, lying in bed, eating a packet of chips and looking at Reddit.
I've been changing up chips. I've been doing some cheddar shapes.
Right. Is that because you're trying to transform your boyfriend's habits, who eats Doritos a lot? Are you trying to steer him away from the chip eating?
He's been eating the Doritos Collide.
I know. He loves the ranch sauce flavor. That collides with something else.
Probably lime? Ranch sauced lime, maybe?
No, it was chili and lime collide.
Oh, okay.
I've seen his chips a lot. That's all he has in the pantry. Chips. Well, Doritos, as he says. I got my Doritos.
Yeah, well, he's American. That's what he does. Yeah. Anyway, users have taken to, Reddit. They've answered this question. What's a secret you know about someone, but they don't know you know? I know it takes a little bit of concentration, but it's basically you know a secret about someone, but they don't know that you know.
Yeah.
One guy said, I know my dad's and my brother's pornography preferences from fixing their computers. He says, my brother is super vanilla and he likes the porn star look. Dad likes bondage.
Right. I have, I'm sad to say, I have a vaguely similar family awareness of of a self-enjoyment moment.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I guess the thing that I know, the secret I know, is that my uncle uses his iPad sometimes at our place when he's visiting our place and staying over.
That's right.
One time I heard him having a go in the lounge room.
And he didn't know.
I was in my bedroom.
He didn't know that you were in bed.
Yeah, and I was having a nap. It was during the day. It was afternoon. I was having a nap.
You were having a nap. He was having a...
Fap.
No. What?
Fap. What? You can say fap.
No, just, can you not? We're trying to clean up Naughty After Nine, remember?
There's nothing rude about
Yeah, but
fap.
It's funnier to allude to it. This is what you don't understand.
Don't yell at me.
Another user says, I know where my mum keeps her toys. Barbies and stuff, I suppose. Another user.
Where are your mum's toys?
She doesn't have any.
Gathering dust.
Another one, I can't be bothered reading because you've thrown me.
You can't read.
133353, do you know a secret about someone, but they don't know you know? Share with us here. You can be anonymous if you'd like to. Hey, Carl.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Good, mate. You know a secret.
I do. I helped a friend take she went to see a photographer to have some nice lingerie shots taken for her partner at the time.
Oh,
I went along as a chaperone, I guess, because she didn't know the guy.
Okay.
Well, more photos appeared on his website months later. I went, hang on, what's going on here? I didn't know she'd done a second photo shoot. And I told her, I said, hey, what happened? Did you do another one? She goes, oh, what do you mean they're online? And after a long conversation via emails from this guy going, hey, you shouldn't be putting these photos up, he pointed out that her photo shoot had become a lot more and she'd ended up on an all-girl pornographic website doing videos.
Oh, no.
And she has no idea that I knew. And wow, she's like a little sister to me.
And so like, she's done videos. But
yeah, she done like professional girls-only videos for an Australian pornographic website. And this guy's like, oh, if you think your friend's so innocent, check this out. I'm like, what? Oh. Okay. Oh, my God. I delete. Oh, my God.
And
I
so you haven't told her?
I have never told her. She moves overseas. I haven't spoken to her in years. But I wonder if her husband even knows that.
Wow.
That the things you do when you're young. But, hey, you know.
Yeah.
What? It was a bit weird.
You wouldn't say it, would you? You keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
It's easier.
What do you do with that secret? You do. You just keep it to yourself.
I just told a lot of friends.
Oh, yeah. What a good guy. 133353. Do you know a secret about someone, but they don't know that you know? 133353. Of course, you can be anonymous. We definitely won't be revealing anyone's details here. Mm. We're not about that. It's a safe space. This is the new one from Screaming Jets. It's a cover. It's called Wedding Ring. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Naughty After Nine. Screaming Jets, Wedding Ring. You know, that's that Easy Beat song originally from the album Gotcha Covered, which is out now. You should go grab that one. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, We Have Questions. Look, I'll play it even though we don't have much.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Seems you guys are a bit shy on the phone tonight. 133353. What's a secret you know about someone, but they don't know you know?
I was going to say, Tom, it could be a bit of a deep thought. Do you need to play a content warning if you have no naughty phone calls to go to?
I know.
Bit like, you know, is a tree falling in the woods making a noise kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a shame. I was thinking there would be more secrets that people know about other people.
What's the question again? What's a secret you know?
What's a secret you know about someone, but they don't know that you know the secret?
Mm.
You know, so you find something out about someone, but they don't know that you know.
It would be as if I found out that you were a gay man when we were younger.
Yeah.
And I knew you were gay, but you hadn't told me.
Correct.
Except that wasn't true.
No.
All my friends told me he's probably gay. And I was like, nah, he's not. He's straight.
Yeah.
He loves chicks.
Yeah.
And in the end, I was the fool because, of course, you didn't like chicks.
I definitely didn't. No.
No time for the ladies.
No.
Not much time.
I got a lot of time for them as friends.
And even that's a stretch, though.
Oh, thanks, mate. Cheers.
We haven't got heaps of lady
friends. 133353. Users have taken a Reddit to talk about this. One guy just says, a friend of mine likes to be told that he has a small penis during sex.
Whoa.
He found that out because they both slept with the same girl. And then she and him had brunch to catch up like 9 months ago. And she told me after we figured out she dated him after I hooked up. Anyway, it was a long story.
goes back and forth.
Oh, mate,
well, let's
huge.
Hear from Sam on 133353. Sam, what's a secret that you know about someone but they don't know you know?
Hi guys, I was at a mate's birthday, and I had to send some work emails, so I asked if I could borrow his laptop. He was a bit drunk, so I pretty much went onto his laptop, and he must have forgotten to close his browser because he had about 5 different tabs full of P-porn. On his laptop, you know, golden showers and all that sort of stuff up on his
the water sports, you could say.
Yeah, a bit of water sports.
Okay. Wow. And what do you do with that? Do you want to go, hey mate, what's this about? Or do you just go,
no? I don't know. I think he must figure it out that I know, because sometimes I just reference the golden shower in the conversation.
you dog, Sam.
Mate,
I love it.
Sam, they're pop-ups. They all popped up, those tabs, and it's just a coincidence.
Happens to the best of us. Hey, Katie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's the secret that you know about someone, but they don't know you know?
Good question.
Yeah.
Now, I actually met this guy on Tinder, and, you know, we had a bit of a hookup. But what he doesn't know that I found out is that he's not only married, he's got a child.
No.
Pretty appalling. What a loser.
Oh,
whoa.
No, it's not okay, is it?
It's not okay. Definitely not.
How'd you find out?
Well, he actually...
His front photo was him and his family.
No. He actually Skyped me, and his name came up on Skype, and then I looked it up on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So he'd use a fake name with you, had he?
No, just his first name. Oh, but okay. Yeah. He didn't know, so he wasn't the most intelligent.
So you haven't told him?
No.
Are you still going on dates with him?
Oh, God, no.
No. How did you end it? You just didn't talk to him again?
Look, he contacted me on Kik, which is one of the most, I think, sleazy ways to contact somebody.
Yeah.
And I just said, look, I've met someone and I wish him the best of luck.
Yeah, if you don't know what Kik Messenger is, it's basically like you can make up any username and message people. If he's contacting you on Kik, Katie.
Huge amongst teens.
That's a pretty big red flag, isn't it?
Yeah. Hindsight 2020. Definitely.
Yeah, totally.
You should have said, can I call you daddy?
That's not such a bad thing.
And then see what he says.
Yeah, call someone daddy's fine. I like you, Katie. 133353. Do you know a secret about someone, but they don't know that you know? It's Naughty After Nine. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. What an absolute tune. The Boss with Dancing in the Dark. Before that, you heard from James. His track Laid. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. After 9 o'clock, I have to play this thing.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
It's here, Tom. It's finally here. I'm talking about this novel in my hands called 5 Minute Erotica. Mm. We waited and waited for this book to arrive from America. And look, we did a bit of a trial, Naughty After Nine, flirty 9:30 short story on Thursday last week. Only Adelaide and Melbourne would have heard that. So tonight is the first night that the full national audience is going to be treated, Tom, to one of these 35 passionate tales of sex and seduction.
To be honest, I wasn't impressed.
Why not?
It was almost too filthy for the radio for me.
Okay, well, I've got a choice for you here. Of course, it's called Flirty 9:30 Short, Sexy Short Fiction.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do this in about 5 minutes' time, but I'm going to let you choose.
Doesn't it have some, the most naughtiest words that you can ever say? Some of them are in there.
Oh, the C-bomb. Yeah, it's in there. But I don't read it out, of course, Tom. I censor, I am reasonable.
Yeah.
I censor and I'm sensible.
I don't think you do censor.
That's me.
That's your issue sometimes.
Well, I didn't read out the C-bomb, did I?
Stop saying.
Okay, what do you want to hear? There's two. I've shortlisted two stories here from 5 Minute Erotica.
Who's it by the way? You should say.
It's edited by Carol Queen. Thank you to Carol Queen, the great Queen herself.
Oh, yeah.
But all the stories themselves are written by other authors. So
right.
Carol's just...
She's compiling
She's collated. She's compiled. She obviously has had a good time with these stories, I think.
Okay, so you're going to give me two titles here and we have to choose from them. You know what? You don't know. Why do I need to choose from them? Why don't we let the phones decide?
Okay. Well, I think it's a fairly stark choice here. Okay. But 133353, what would you rather hear tonight?
For your flirty 9:30.
Seduction by Cecilia Tan. Seduction?
Someone's been in the sunbed too long.
Cecilia Tan.
Oh, get out of the sun, Cecilia.
Or alternatively.
I've turned to the camp older uncle.
Yes, it's your go-to after a few beers normally.
No,
okay.
No, it's not.
And as opposed to seduction, I've also got this option. Train Ride by Sage Vivant. Seduction by Cecilia or Train Ride by Sage Vivant.
Well, it's up to you. 133353. What do you want to hear for your flirty 9:30? You want to hear Train Ride or would you like to hear Seduction?
I've done some temporary reading just to get a bit of a head start. Train Ride, a good first quarter of it is a lot of just like train chit chat.
Well,
but if you like that, maybe you want that thing. 133353.
Hit us up on the phones. It's all up to you.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Triple M. All right, a bit of backstory. We ordered a book from the United States. It's called 5 Minute Erotica by...
Compiled by Carol Queen.
Carol Queen. Sorry, I can't forget the Queen.
Carol Queen.
Look, it's just got some flirty, naughty stories.
Well, as Bust Magazine quotes in the book, Tom, every girl deserves a best friend like Carol Queen. That's a review. It's a compilation of short stories. I've got heaps here to choose from, but I've given you the option of two, Seduction by Cecilia Tan or Train Ride by Sage Vivant.
American Tim, we haven't heard from you for a while. How you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you guys?
Yeah, good, mate.
Have you heard the options, Tim? What are you thinking? Seduction or Train Ride? Which one of those tickles your fancy?
Well, I think Train Ride will be kind of a ride on it, you know?
Yeah, a bit of a fun ride.
Stuff. Yeah, you know, the sleeper cars, you know, the doors, the trains rocking, don't come a knocking.
That's true, American Tim. Yeah, you can be in the sleeper carriage and all things right. Can get heated. All right, well, let's go with Train Ride then, Ollie.
Well, I'll give you a taste of Tom. I mean, as I said, there's a bit of logistics in this story to begin with.
Oh, no.
At the sunny, this is again a Train Ride by Sage Vivant. At the Sunnyvale station, Arlen craned his neck to survey the train. Interesting. Nobody rides this thing on the weekends. Carrie responded, distracted by the family on the platform with a gaggle of unruly children.
Okay, this isn't sexy. Can you make it more sexy? Let's go to the ARIA award-winning Gang of Youths.
Oh, it gets better. Yeah. When Arlen's hand cupped her generous breast...
Whoa, okay.
She caught her breath but didn't move. Is that sexy enough for you, Tom?
We'll find out more with more erotic fiction
generous
up next.
Generous breast.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Generous.
The ARIA award-winning Gang of Youths with Let Me Down Easy. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. The question we're asking tonight is, how can we make things sexier? Oh, I can tell you how. By reading some naughty fiction.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
That's right, Tom. It's been a long-term dream of mine to read some sexy erotic fiction, and it's all about it's all under the banner of Flirty 930 Sexy Short Fiction.
Yep.
I've got here 5-Minute Erotica. By Carol Queen.
Oh, the Queen herself.
And tonight, you're going to be treated to a story by Sage Vivant called Train Ride.
Before you start, Ollie, why are you reading it? Because you definitely don't have the sexier voice out of the two of us.
Why am
you're
I reading
quite
it?
Boring. Why? Like, you kind of sound like
no, me. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate the question. Why am I reading it?
Yeah.
Because I am the literate one. I'm a good reader. I studied literature. And I think I have got a sexy voice, if I'm honest. I think there's nothing wrong with my voice.
Okay.
Yes, you've got a deeper voice. And I'll give you a turn at some stage, okay?
Yeah,
I'm doing my best here, so just give me a little break, all right?
Let me bump up your mic. I'll put on the sexy music and take it away.
At the Sunnyvale station, Arlen craned his neck to survey the train. Interesting. Nobody rides this thing on the weekends. Carrie responded. Distracted by the family on the platform with a gaggle of unruly children. When Arlen's hand...
Oh, come on, mate.
I'm sorry.
What's going on here?
Okay, sorry. The name Arlen's weird.
Yeah,
I keep reading
it's also
Arlen.
Not sexy. Can you just cut to the sexy stuff?
You want me to cut out the naughty words, but cut to the sexy stuff? I can't win here.
Mate, have you ever been on an erotic pornography website? That's all you do. Cut to 2 minutes in.
Well, I can shock you if you want, but I know you'll freak out. When Arlen's hand cupped her generous breast, she caught her breath, but didn't move.
Oh.
She suspected he wouldn't want her to. I was reading an article.
Isn't she with her kids?
No, she's watching kids outside the train.
Oh, this is getting weird.
They're
man.
On the train. The kids on the platform with the family.
Oh, right, okay.
It's just them on the train. It's basically empty.
Oh, right, okay.
He goes, I was reading an article in the Chronicle just last week that explained the construction is forcing people into their ears. Cars.
What is going on?
Okay,
this
that's
is
a,
not
it's
sexy.
A bad type. Look, it says cars. I did look at it. It said ears.
You can't read.
Okay, I'm struggling. Give me a break.
Oh, God.
Could the people on the platform see what was going on? She wondered. Obviously, the touching was going on. Yeah. I guess we're one of the few who are still trying to keep congestion and pollution to a minimum, he continued.
Oh, my God.
Circling her nipple over... Wait, see, he's toying with the idea of basic chat with sexy touch. Circling her nipple over and over, he waited while she regulated her arousal. He knew the surprise of his strong will always disconcerted her at first, and he preferred her compliance to be of a more conscious than frightened nature. What a gentleman. So he gave her a few moments to think clearly, but no more than a few moments. Your breast feels so firm in my hand, he said quietly into her ear. Not car, ear. As she continued to stare out the window. When your nipple is this hard, I know that your... Oh. Is wet.
Oh.
Isn't that right? Oh. Yes, she whispered, more furtively than she expected. He was right, of course. At his touch, her... Okay, I can't say any of that. It's pretty full on. Basically, she's really enjoying it, and there's evidence of that down below.
Okay, Ollie.
And if I were to, yes?
No, before you go on, we've got Tass on 133353. Okay. Tass, how do you think Flirty 930 is going?
I didn't ask the feedback here. What's going on here, Tass?
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah. As soon as you said Sunnyvale, that first sentence,
yeah.
Automatically I thought of Howzo's, SBS, tattoos,
yeah.
Doll bludgers, people with missing teeth.
Yep.
How is that going to turn someone on?
Tass, the power of fiction is that you can imagine these characters. You can imagine Arlene and Carrie.
Oh, gosh. All I can think of is Paulie Fennick. Okay. Running over a bridge with thongs chasing people.
Great. Well, now you're in for everyone. Not... Everyone's thinking of Paulie Fennick and everyone's disgusted.
Well, we're going to hear more Flirty 930 up next. Ollie, come on, mate.
You're just halfway. We're halfway there.
We're halfway there? Oh, geez.
And if I were to caress you between your legs.
No, okay, that's enough.
I would find you very...
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stick around for more Flirty 930. This is In Excess. Listen like thieves. It's In Excess. Triple M, Tom and Ollie.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Love your feedback on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Tom and Ollie, if you want to hit us up. Richie's done just that.
We're doing Flirty 930, Tom.
Yeah.
So that's the whole point of this segment is I'm reading short fiction. I know Richie's going to have a dig at me. What's he going to say?
He says, let's name this segment, My ears, they hurty after 9:30.
Yeah, very funny, Richie, mate. Well, I don't see you having a crack at some sexy short fiction on your radio show. I think it's a great thing to do at this time of night. People are relaxing, easing into the nighttime.
Mm.
It's a great chance for you to sit back and enjoy my dulcet tones as I share a sexy story with you.
When we rejoin things like on a TV show or whatever, they have like a previously on.
Before I get to the previously, I'm going to do a previously what you've missed. We're halfway through this story called Train Ride. I just want to ask you, Tom.
It's been a train wreck so far.
I disagree. Where do you stand on the word wet, Tom, as a word?
100% not.
You don't like it?
Definitely not. I will. We have a 10-second delay here in case you say something wrong.
So if I say wet, you'll dump.
I will dump that.
But you're not dumping it now.
No, because that's out of context.
Okay. Well, just
if
to
it's
be
within
clear,
the context,
the second half of this story, it's one page.
Yeah.
A lot of it centers around that. So I'm going to be editing it on the fly.
Why don't you change the word wet?
Yes.
And put
to
in
moist.
Definitely not. Definitely not. What? Why don't you change it to the word Sarah, your girlfriend's name?
There's no way. That's just weird.
Okay.
How about I just go, mm-mm.
Great. Mm-mm is great.
Okay, so this couple's on a train together. It's obviously a weekend. There's no one else on the train as far as we can tell, although there could be some others, you know, a bit further away.
Yeah.
Arlen has been getting a bit handsy with Carrie, his partner. She's been enjoying it with a bit of breast touching so far. And we've already ascertained that Carrie is a bit... Mm-mm. Okay. His hand remained on her screaming nipple, rubbing it insistently.
Okay, that's almost too much as well.
What? You are a pansy.
Here we go.
What is wrong with that?
Mate.
Yeah.
There are kids
in
the car.
We may as well put this book in the bin because you can't handle most of the sentences.
It's not that I can't handle it. It's just that there are radio codes that we must abide by.
There's no kids in the car. It's 9:50. We've played a content warning.
If you've got kids in the car, 133353, give us a call.
If she squirmed, he might be displeased. She remained immobile, stewing in her own... Only vaguely aware that the train had started moving again. Yes, she agreed. I am, and ready for you. They heard movement in the next car as she spoke. Arlen moved his hand from her breast to her crotch. And as he burrowed between her legs...
It's the
whole point, though, Tom. People are adults. It's the whole freaking point, man. That's the whole point, is it's sexual. You get that, yeah?
I get
that. So just take a chance to shut up. Just shut up. Just shut... Okay. Arlen moved his hand from her breast to her crotch. And as he burrowed between her legs along the seam of her pants, she did part those legs as much as the seat would allow. Okay, logistics. That's a good girl.
I just got a cramp.
Can you feel the vibration of the train coming up through your member? She couldn't quite feel it, but wanted to, badly. What she did feel was his tender, expert stroking, applying just enough pressure to make her want to crawl up the back of her seat. The door of the train car slid open and a conductor walked through. Carrie's eyes widened and her pulse raced as she realised that Arlen had no intention of removing his hand. The conductor stood beside Arlen and asked for their tickets. This is a bit like a story we've had on the radio before where a couple was having a bit of fun on the train.
Really?
The conductor stood behind Arlen and asked for the tickets, taking great pains to ignore Arlen's hand, busily working downstairs. As soon as the man moved to the next car, Arlen got up and led Carrie to the bathroom at the front of the car. There was a bathroom the whole time, just going there.
Your voice is the most unsexiest thing.
I have to hurry because you keep shutting me up.
What? Well, where does
she
the story?
Followed Can anxiously. You... Oh. This is the last line, man. Can you shut up for a second? Okay. She followed anxiously, and when he and when he touched her down there in the tiny compartment,
okay.
She was grateful that this. Sorry, can I finish one sentence? What?
Tom and Ollie will be back in a moment.
Okay, I give up. I don't know what are we doing here. Why am I reading a book?
You can't
Why
say
am
that.
I reading a book?
You cannot
what,
say
what did
that
I say?
On the radio.
What did I say?
Well, you can't say it again, mate.
Well, I don't know what I said. I honestly couldn't tell you. I couldn't even finish the last sentence without you cutting me off. She was grateful that the sounds of the train drowned out her shouts of pleasure. Okay. What a story that was, although you wouldn't be able to piece it together between all the cutting off from Tom and the sounds and noises he makes.
I need to get back into the light.
We'll go to a song.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go to a song now, mate. You just need to calm down.
I'm done. I'm not reading any more stories. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm over it.
Fair enough.
Wasting my time.
You're with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's a new one from the DMAs. It's called Do I Need You Now? Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We really need to get out of here. But
mate, you're lucky I'm still here.
I know, because I'm
done.
Surprised.
I'm done.
We ordered a book from the United States.
I paid for it. I ordered it. I paid for it. Did all the legwork.
$6.
Got the book. No, it was about 14 in the end.
This one's being petty.
With transferring it from America. Yep. Got the whole thing organized, pushed for it. And then here we are. I read two stories and, you know, Tom D-Head Bainbridge can't help but muck in every 1 second. Can't even get a sentence out. So you know what? I'm done reading them. You can read them from now on, mate.
I'll do a better job.
Oh, I'm sure you will. People will love your illiterate style of reading.
It's not illiterate.
What's that word? What's this word? Are you gonna curtail every second word the way you curtailed me?
Well, you know what I'll do is I'll actually put some work into it, read it before I get onto the radio and make it radio appropriate.
Oh, you'll do preparation.
Definitely.
That's a first. Isn't it? Don't really do prep before your stories.
Getting toxic now.
Reading it for the first time tonight. Look at me.
Make sure you download the Triple M app and catch up on Auntie Donna, who we had in earlier tonight. They were absolutely insane. And head over to auntiedonna.com for tickets to their album tour. They're just hilarious guys. And, Ollie's out of here.
I'm done.
We better have a chat. See you guys.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie.